We've got Joan Vinaki from the Boston Globe on the line. A lot of us read her column whenever it's there. Love to hear that. Oop, must have stepped on a frog over there in the corner. But we've got Joan standing by. Joan Vinaki, good evening and welcome to our political show. Interesting night out there, especially with these statewide races. Some of them, it's so close. Of course, the polls haven't closed, but you're talking like a 1 percentage point between, say, Andrea Campbell and Shannon Liss-Reardon. What's your thought about some of these state races? It seems like it's either between people who are rabidly interested and people who have no idea who's running for office.
I think you got that one right. Plus, we've got the rain factor in, too. But I think, you know, the AG's race will be really, really interesting. As you say, it's very close, and it's kind of like who will be the power player in this race. Maura Healey backed Andrea Campbell. Mayor Michelle Wu and Elizabeth Warren were behind Shannon Liss-Reardon. It's kind of like the, you know, who's got the clout, who's got the coattails that will be part of the story when we know who actually wins.
Right. And did you feel that some of the story was some sort of a payback by proxy scheme that was going on? Because I was wondering about these endorsements. Is there another part of the story that I don't know about?
Well, I mean, I think there was kind of a little bit of a revenge motive going on. Andrea Campbell ran for mayor against Michelle Wu, and then she didn't endorse her when she, you know, in the final. Same thing with Elizabeth Warren. Andrea Campbell endorsed Kamala Harris in the presidential, not Elizabeth Warren. There was a little bit of maybe a spite factor, but it just comes down to, I guess, whose politics are closer to yours, or who do you want to see win? And again, I mean, it's just. Just kind of be interesting to see. You've got, these are all women, right? It's
yes.
Interesting that we've got all of these women, you know, running for office, and behind the scenes, women using their clout and muscle. And that's a new thing for Massachusetts. I think that's pretty cool.
I think that's pretty cool, too. Now, our political analyst here and statistician, John Creed, wants to ask you a question, Joan.
Well, I think a factor that I've looked at is in this year's primaries, in the Democratic side, with the five races, there are people who might be coming out to vote for the auditor and don't even know there's an AG race. And it's what those people do might decide this election.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it's an odd year. Maura Healey running for governor didn't have an opponent. People may have focused in on one particular race, but really didn't know that much about the others. So do they just randomly choose someone? Do they blanket? I don't know the answer to that, but I guess we'll find out in a half hour or so.
Joan, what is, in your opinion, just because you're a great storyteller and you're very good at looking at analyzing this, which one of these races do you think has the best story behind it?
That's a good question. Let me think about that. I've got to go with the AG's race, just because of the intrigue, the revenge factor, the fact that we have, you know, as I said, you know, sort of women vying for the two seats, the fact that Shannon Liss-Reardon put in $9.6 million of her own money into this race. I mean, that's a big amount of money.
Yes.
If she wins, it's a big payoff. If she loses, wow, I wouldn't want to have to wake up the next morning, but...
I love the way you describe it about revenge intrigue. It's like, wait a minute, is this from Shakespeare? Was this part of a Midsummer Night's Dream? I'm not sure. We've got a county commissioner here, Jared Valenzola. You had a question for Joan.
Yeah, Joan, I'm just curious. You know, the Secretary of State started speculating last week that a lot of unenrolled voters might trend towards a Republican ballot. In what way do you think that could further have an effect on the other down ticket races for the Democratic primaries?
Well, I think it could have a big impact. First of all, people have already speculated that the early mail-in votes could really shape the outcome here. And if the people who show up are pulling a Republican ballot versus a Democrat ballot, that would have an impact. I'm not great at stats or numbers or anything like that, but I'm guessing that it definitely could have an impact. So that's definitely, you know, another thing that we need to look out for. Who is actually deciding here? Is it the early voters, or is it the people who show up today on this rainy day?
Absolutely. One more person here wanted to check in with you, and that's George O'Toole. He's the chairman of the Plymouth County Democratic League.
Hello, Joan. I read your column all the time. Fantastic work. One quick question. The auditor's race, it seems very close as well. And on one side, you have Chris Dempsey with a lot of progressive endorsements, and then the labor side is on Senator DiZoglio. How do you see that that race going?
Well, actually, what you said is really key. Senator DiZoglio had all that labor support. The question always is, can they turn out the vote? Can labor make the difference? And if she wins, again, we're going to have to say yes. I mean, Dempsey was the choice of every establishment Democrat, and the progressives, too. I mean, he certainly had, it seemed like he had an edge in terms of advertising and endorsements and all that. But if somehow Senator DiZoglio pulls it out, I'd have to hand it to labor for being the force that made it happen for her.
You've given us some great things to think about. Joan Vinacchi, I know you're busy trying to get, probably beat a deadline. We'll talk to you at 8:30, and we appreciate you checking in here. Again, Joan Vinacchi from the Boston Globe. Thanks so much for joining us.
Nice to talk to you guys. Thanks.